Come on a journey with us to find the right tools to grow your business with our digital series from the Tees. We're creating a space to talk about the business side of beauty as part of an open, honest conversation to help you significantly increase your take home from the salon. Our goal is to help you take your base wherever you're at and make your own custom formula to success with practical advice, salon experts, and boots on the ground specialists. Scaling your business. It's what a lot of salon owners dream about. Imagine a world where you have multiple chairs or multiple locations and your hard work is paying dividends while allowing you more time for other ventures. For a solo entrepreneur, getting to this scale can be terrifying. Crystal Graves joins Tees Talks this week to discuss the first steps to take to scale your business, including what has worked for her. Let's get into it. Crystal is a dynamic industry leader shaping every line of business she enters with innovation and heart. With years of experience as an educator, salon owner, and now a tech startup founder, she's established herself as a trailblazer in the field. Crystal is the founder of Liquid Hair Institute, an empowering community that provides the essential training, tools, and support needed to run a profitable, sustainable, and welcoming business and retire on your own terms. In addition to her impressive work in the hair industry, Crystal is a dedicated mother of three and co-founder of the Bold Academy, a nonprofit organization focused on supporting, nurturing, and enhancing leadership skills of young women. Her commitment to inclusion and passion for empowering others shines through in all aspects of her life, making her a true leader in her field and an inspiration to anyone looking to make their mark on the world. Welcome, Crystal, to Tees Talks. We're so excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Did you know you wanted to go into beauty from an early age?
Absolutely not. My mom told me at 13, I would be a hairstylist. And I was like, you're a lie. I had my first salon experience at 13 and I was dropped off at 7 o'clock, got picked up at 7 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was like, yeah, I can do this myself. So actually, no, I wanted nothing to do with actually the career in the beauty industry, but I've been a kitchen beautician since I was 13.
Okay. All right. So you really did say I could do it myself. And then you did.
Absolutely.
Okay. Amazing. All right. So from there, tell us about your journey 13 on in a quick snippet.
Oh, okay. So quick snippet. I wanted to be a teacher. So I actually went to school for education. I spent my entire senior year at college, went to school for education. About 2 years in, I realized that this was not for me. Okay. And so I actually did a million jobs after that. So I worked retail. I managed a dentist office. I worked at a university in corporate America. And then a friend opened a salon and I got roped into helping her with marketing. And so I helped her pick her name. I helped her like set up like the marketing and all the things. And then one of our friends got married and she ran behind and she had all these pictures and she was like, can you do this hair? And I was like, yes. And so I like slayed this wedding hair. And then she spent like the next 6 months harassing me to go to hair school. And I was like, girl, I'm not going to hair school and paying $20,000 for them to teach me what I already know.
Ooh.
And so we, fast forward, we tried to think of alternative ways. And so we looked into Missouri. Missouri had apprenticeships. So I actually began an apprenticeship under her. Within 3 months, I was actually apprenticing under her and managing her salon space. So I immediately got into business, understanding that part, doing the marketing. Fast forward, I did that for about 4.5 years after my through my apprenticeship. And then I went out on my own.
Wow.
I tell people I've worn every hat in the beauty industry, minus Cosmo School. So from there, I was a salon owner, both booth rental, hybrid. I built salon suites in 2020. I have a wedding team that I run that's independent contractors. And I retired from the chair in 22 and sold my business in 23 and founded a tech company in May of this year for it's a tech solution for the beauty industry. So I've literally been who you are listening. I've been you.
That's quite a trajectory. And then all the way back to like, yep, mom was right in a way.
Because your mom's always right.
He's always right. That's what I say. All right. We're going to talk a little bit on this episode about scaling for salons. So it can be different than other businesses. Can you describe what scaling in the context of the salon professional business means?
Absolutely. So scaling in salons is not just adding more locations, but about expanding your service offerings enhancing the guest experience and building a stronger brand. So for me, for a very long time, I thought scaling meant like just making more money. Okay. Scaling actually means the ability to duplicate yourself to make more revenue. And so however you can duplicate yourself, whether that's a person, whether that's renting out your chair, whether that's having another commissioned stylist, that actually leverages your time to do other things, but you're not missing that revenue that you were originally making.
Got it. Wonderful. Okay. So owners shouldn't just scale for the heck of it, right? We can agree on that. We want to grow out of it before we grow into it, right? It has to be sustainable growth. But what are some quick tips for sustainable growth?
Oh my gosh. So I think the quickest tips for sustainable growth is systems.
Okay. All right.
When you have systems, you're able to duplicate a process and it doesn't have to be you. And so I think what happens a lot of times for us, especially solopreneurs or owners, it's faster. We do it ourselves. So we're just going to do it ourselves.
Right.
Which is great. You can do it yourself, but document it. Literally go through the process, document it, and then someone else do what you did that you documented. And then they're going to say, okay, I didn't understand this. And then you make changes so that when you're ready for that growth,
yeah,
actually have that documentation done. And that growth could be just a virtual assistant that's going to help you with your social media, but you've documented how you're posting, when you're posting. That could be a cleaning lady coming in to help you alleviate the cleaning, and you've documented how you're cleaning. So now she knows how to clean. So documentation and systems allow for you to be able to scale very quickly and easy as a solopreneur.
What about from a hiring perspective? Any scale there?
Oh, yes. So I had an epiphany when I decided to scale within the salon suites, because at that point I was full out education. So I was teaching education, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so used to actually, I had two apprentices. So I'm used to this hands-on training of people.
Okay.
And I was like, this ain't gonna work. And what I found is that I was giving a different training experience depending on my mood.
Okay.
And that wasn't going to work. So I was like, how can I use technology to make this training and hiring different? So I actually created my very own digital onboarding process.
Okay.
What someone can do if you're hiring is you could have 1 or 2 days in person. So we did culture, the background of the salon, the tour, scavenger hunt. So they actually like learn the salon. For us, it took about 6 to 8 weeks to onboard a stylist where we felt like they were fully trained. So what they did next was, it was digital.
Okay.
They did digital education. So they actually learned the product line at home digitally. They learned the color line at home. And then I would teach different techniques fundamentally with the mannequin heads online. And then they would go into the salon and they would do it on a curly hair, straight hair mannequin.
Okay.
They would leave it there. I would come in, check, they would pass. And then they just went through each of our systems for hiring and passed. And then that way I was able to train multiple people the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would test out of each thing. So using technology as a library for training and hiring.
Yeah. Brilliant. What about delegating? Do you have a hard time delegating? How do we do that?
I used to have a hard time delegating because I'm a control freak.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have also learned is that if they can do it 70% as well as me, it has gotten me somewhere, and I'm only going to have to go do that 30%.
Okay.
But it's funny because that did not come from being a salon owner. That comes from having 3 children who I hated the way they cleaned my kitchen. And my very first business coach was like, well, when you go in there, you're not doing the whole kitchen over.
Yeah.
You're just now wiping the counters and sweeping the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That took you way less time. So for me, it was like somebody can do it, even if they do it 50% better, that's 50% of your time that you're not doing the thing.
Yeah.
And you can just learn from each time, like let them do it, talk them through it, make the changes needed. But the longer we wait to delegate, the longer it's going to take for us to be able to actually have some freedom behind the chair.
All right. So we talked about hiring, delegating, technology, really rounding out some tips to scale your salon business.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for being with us. This was a wealth of knowledge, all of the tidbits to take away. Tell us, Crystal, where we can find you, follow you, and work with you.
Absolutely. So first off, thank you so much for having me. It was an amazing experience. If you want to hang out with me in these social media streets, you can find me at Liquid Hair Institute on both Instagram and Facebook. We have a free Facebook community where we share all these tips and tricks and really build community and give you actionable steps. And if you want to dive into your finances, understanding your numbers, predicting your profitability, please go to liquidhairinstitute.com and join our waitlist or get access to our AI-powered profitability tool that also has a bonus to help you color to get the great formula every single time.
Ooh, I like it. Two in one, twofer. Love it. So thank you again for joining us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for joining this month's episode of Tease Talks. Join us next month for another episode. Tease Talks is a Tease Media production. This episode was produced by Monica Hickey and Madeline Hickey. Brian Daly is our editor and audio engineer. Thank you to our creative team for putting together the graphics for this episode.